Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black top under my wheels. And I got big dreams. And I got people that I love. And there ain't nothing wrong. I got a good day going on.
Stop, look, and listen to the Good Day program. Look at what time it is. It's 7 after the hour again. Another hour of conversation here. Trending at DougStephan.com today. The stories that are heralded by my friend Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden. You may or may not have heard the story. Oftentimes, I pride myself in us having things on our website and in conversation that, for the most part, these are not things that you will find elsewhere. Such as the story with the all-female crew of a jetliner. Royal Brunei Airlines announced the introduction of its first all-female flight crew, making it the latest in a string of airlines to mark that milestone. Two women in the cockpit and a crew of three in the plane. However, it wasn't just the pilot's sex that brought attention to where they were, what they were doing, but it was where they were flying to. There's a picture posted in the trending box at GoodDayDougStephan.com of Captain Sharifa Zarina and her two female first officers flying from Brunei to Jeddah, which is the second largest city in Saudi Arabia. They flew the plane in, but they were not allowed to drive out of the airport because women are not allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
How do you like that? Huh. The image is just so stark.
You would think
stark.
If you could fly a plane, that would give you automatic street cred, right?
Yeah, right. And this is not this is a full-size airliner. Matter of fact, I'm looking at the cockpit of it. It looks like it could be a 787, in fact, or something that is big. And these women are all they're all in their attire. They're all in burqas and stuff. That's the pilot attire for women. And look at the picture. This is a big airplane. And they fly the plane in and out, but they can't drive a car off of the airport. And this is the kind of stuff we keep talking about, Saudi Arabia and they're being our friends and stuff. Do you know what crack thinking that is? Just cracked. All right, also trending at DougStephan.com today, the story of the next Indiana Jones movie. What a great story that is for you to check up on. Next, jailbirds in the news. A man who admitted to stealing hundreds of images of naked celebrities over the course of a couple of years pled guilty, will serve just 18 months in prison. His name is Ryan Collins. He agreed to plead guilty to one count of gaining unauthorized access to a protected computer to get information, even though he did it hundreds of times. He only got, the deal was for him to admit to one and then go to jail. He would have faced 5 years in prison. Prosecutors say they'll go along with the 18-month recommendation. He took the images of celebrities whose names have not been revealed through last fall for a couple of years. He would send emails to the victims that appeared to be from Apple or Google asking for their username and password. And then he accessed at least 50 different iCloud accounts, 72 Gmail accounts, most of which belong to female celebrities. So this guy is cut out of the same cloth as that jerk who chased the ESPN reporter around. It's the same kind of thinking that goes on here. What makes people so perverted? Why is it that people get a kick out of doing stuff like this? Do you have no life, Mr. Collins? Apparently not. Why do we have this celebrity culture anyway? Why do we so value having our picture taken with a sports celebrity? When I was up in New Hampshire, I got a kick out of the people who were chasing Lester Holt around. Hey, Lester, how about a picture with you? Or how about with Chris Matthews? Hey, Chris, how about a picture with you?
Big stars.
So what? What's the big deal?
It makes you seem more important.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? People get angry at me when I go to these things, and I don't get any of these selfies at all. Why didn't you get those to post them on Facebook? Because I don't care.
Yeah, but you got to start thinking that way. It's a sign of the times, Dougie.
I see. Thank you, Jennifer. Oh, well, then we'll take some pictures today at lunch.
We will.
OJ has joked about the knife again. This is the second or third time he was talking to his best friend in prison, Jeffrey Felix. Prison guard said OJ has said, quote, if the knife is rusted, I can't be busted.
Oh,
Jeffrey Felix also said that Simpson is not concerned about the knife. Construction worker found this knife, what, was it last week or the week before?
A couple weeks ago.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure he's not concerned. He can't be charged again.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Double jeopardy. He doesn't care.
Right.
You can laugh about it all day long.
And if this guy's your best friend, why is he telling everybody in the press?
I know. Give me a break.
Ding, 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 ding. Jeffrey Felix said Simpson has been joking about the weapon, and he seems not to be worried. Well, as Richie just said, why should he be worried about it?
You don't have to be.
Yep. All right. Then there's the story of this young fellow from University of Virginia, undergraduate student named Otto Warmbier, Warmbier. That story is posted today at DougStephan.com. North Korea's highest court yesterday sentenced him to 15 years at hard labor in North Korea. Supposedly, he's a spy charged with subversion under Article 60 of North Korea's penal criminal code. The court said that he committed this crime, hostility toward the government. As a tourist, he's 21 years old, from Wyoming, Ohio. Said he had tried to. He was the one that was on TV a couple of weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And admitting to being a foreign spy or something. Why? It is legal to go to North Korea as a tourist, but why would you want to? Are you nuts?
I know.
Because you're stupid.
Crazy.
I don't get why people go to North Korea. I don't know why they go hiking in the mountains of Iran.
These guys what is your problem? Years ago hiking on the border of Iran and Iraq. You get what you get, man.
Yeah.
You asked for it there.
That's Darwinism. I mean, you're going to get in trouble.
Pretty much, yeah. Go poke
the bees
nest,
Darwinism.
Done.
You want to explain the Darwin comment?
It's when nature whittles out the stupid people.
The Darwin Awards that you hear about every year. Yeah, it's just these people are out of their minds. Nuts, 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 nuts. Okay, let me, a quarter past the hour, talk a little bit about one of my favorite subjects, Super Beats. Super Beats.
Mine too.
Black cherry flavor. Jennifer takes them every day. Richie takes them every day. I take them every day. This is something approved by great doctors like Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Jack Stockwell's always talking about using supplements that come from nature, food-based supplements, and that's what Super Beats is. Yesterday, who did I hear from? Yesterday, somebody told me, and it was someone that was associated with the program, and now I'm trying to remember who was. It may have been Warren, but I'm not sure. They're just really reveling in the story and how true it is that Super Beats does what we say it's going to do. Duh, that's what we're supposed to do. Now, I know you think that a lot of advertising claims are just that, claims. In this circumstance, no.
That's the beauty of Super Beats. You know, you take your vitamin C every day, you take your vitamin D every day, you take your multivitamin every day. You're hoping it's doing something, but you don't really see proof of it.
No, but this you do. That's a great way.
You can see it and feel it immediately.
Yeah, you really can. So this is all about results. One of the hottest nutrition products for this year, Super Beats. Oh, I know. Russ Goebel, who is our friend from Reno and Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that does our hats and shirts and jackets.
Right. He does. He's a great supporter of this program for years and years and years. Started listening to us on KPSI decades ago and then became a friend of the program. He's helped us a lot of different ways. He said he read an article in a magazine. He was going to send it to me. I haven't seen it yet. That talks about Super Beats and how great it is for athletes especially. It was one of the health magazines.
That's
and it was
cool.
Just a story. It wasn't an ad. It was a story about Super Beats. So Russ said to me, I guess you're right. It really does work.
And you're like, it took an article to tell you that?
Well, you know, sometimes there's a little, some once in a while in advertising, I know you find this hard to believe, folks, there's a little exaggeration. No exaggeration here. This is all about eating clean.
This isn't like when you used to, you know, pitch the rectal jet. This is for real.
No, that actually worked too.
Although that rectal jet wasn't bad.
All right, so dietary nitrates that open up your veins and arteries so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your organs. Your blood pressure comes down, and if it's normal, it stays normal. This is not processed. This is all natural, non-GMO beets that are cooked, dried, made into powder. You take a teaspoon of it into a glass, 4-ounce glass of water, drink it, and the pep that you get out of this, the peptide, it'll be a tide, all right, a tidal wave of energy. And it's all natural. It's really just great for you. Here you go. Let's see if we can get people on board here, Richie. 800-655-4183. Remember, you have to feel the results or they want to give you your money back. 800-655-4183. That's why I know that you'll use it and like it because it will work. 800-655-4183. Super Beats is the name. The product is first rate. You can go to DougLikesBeats.com to order. DougLikesBeats.com or 800-655-4183.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Has your family established computer rules? They're very important, and with younger and younger children getting computers, you better start now and establish the basic do's and don'ts of computers. Here's the developmental science of it. First, it's never too early to teach your child that the grit and grime of the playground will mess up a computer keyboard. So wash your hands before you play with the computer. Also, other computer rules that families are developing include no eating or drinking at the computer, and probably most important of all, turn down the speakers when you enjoy your favorite game. What's the cheap psychological trick? These rules will keep not only your child computer friendly, but family friendly too. Got a parenting question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. What they don't tell you about motorcycle helmets. You'll have to go through hell for the first week of riding. Is this masochistic act an added perk of motorcycle helmet ownership? Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. This is not a helmet put down. It is fact. The biker is encouraged to try on several helmets until he or she finds one with a snug fit. The lid will conform to the biker's big old head. After spending Labor Day week riding around upstate New York with a brand new helmet, ABM can testify. The necessary break-in period is so annoying, there may be a business opportunity for someone to open a mail-order helmet break-in business. American Biker Minute, your passport to the road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
From the Fab Five through 15 NBA seasons, this guy was money in the paint. He averaged 20 points and nearly 10 rebounds per game and rattled a few rims with his powerful dunks.
Oh! Chris Webber with the 40!
So where is Chris Webber now? Chris married longtime girlfriend Erica Date shortly after retiring. He's a major investor in a massive Chicago real estate development project. His foundation helps at-risk youth in his native Detroit. And Chris is a hoops analyst for TNT. Plus, he's produced for rapper Nas.
I was young. I was surviving the time.
Sounds like a slam dunk to me. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.